Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
We have Carl's at mic music because we got to bring Carl in here. And this is this might be a guy thing, but I read this topic that he has for the show and my heart broke a little bit.
Your heart broke.
Yes,
that's funny.
And I know it's a guy thing.
I think it's a dad thing.
I'm not a dad, though. I mean, it's Sasha.
That he's admitted.
Yeah. So, Carl is stepping out of his master control for the phone screening room to come seek counsel from the comfort that is the Burt Show.
And it's serious, too, y'all. Serious business. My daughter, the other day... No, last weekend.
I have three kids.
I have an older daughter who just turned 9, and I have my 4-year-old daughter, and then my little dude in the middle. But the last weekend, I saw my wife in the bathroom with my 9-year-old trying on. I don't even know if it was a training bra.
Oh.
I mean, what size do you get at that age?
Yeah, that's a training bra.
Baby girl's growing up.
Mm-hmm. What was your first reaction?
My first reaction was. Why is my wife doing that? She don't really need that. You know, it was like, why is she pushing that on to her? You know, I'm...
I don't think a mama will do that.
No.
That's when they start.
That's when they start sprouting.
And the daughters ask for that, too.
Oh, Carl's just shaking his head.
The daughter's excited.
Not Carl's girl. Carl's girl's 6 years old forever.
I know, right?
Oh,
man,
my God.
4-year old. And the thing is, she's like real small, and you started seeing the little bumps come up.
Yeah, a little nip.
That right there, oh my gosh. That right there.
And that's why she needs a training bra.
That right there did it for me.
What's the emotion? Can you define it?
It's like, I mean, really, my little baby. It's like she's not a baby anymore, of course. And it's like that innocence, you know, like, okay, she's going to start looking at boys. She's going to, just everything, man. Just everything that comes along with it.
It's adulthood. It's like, that is an outward.
It's the on-ramp to puberty. Mm.
The word puberty.
You're like, my little girl's going to be little forever.
Serious, man.
It's like guys don't have it so much. I mean, maybe like shaving, like getting whiskers on their face, you know? Mm-hmm. But like...
That comes so much later, though.
Right? And I think it's because when I read that, Carl, like I...
You felt me.
I felt it. I don't even have kids or a daughter or anything.
You said off air your heart broke.
Yes, because next thing you... Because I know what guys are like.
Yeah. And I could appreciate you, Jeff, by even saying that, man. Just for you to be able just to understand where I was coming from. And Jeff said it so randomly. He brought it out the blue. And for him to say that his heart broke, I was like, oh, you feel me, dude.
Oh.
I'm serious. Because when you see the little bumps on everything, the little training bra, okay, I could still. Because she had a little Tweety Bird training bra back in when she was 4. I let her play with it, yeah, whatever. But now she needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see the little bumps, that's just, I don't, that's hard to swallow.
It's traumatic. It's super traumatic for a daddy. We're talking to Carl, who is one of the producers on the show, about his daughter who's getting all grown up.
9-year-old girl.
And she's got her first bra.
But you know what, though? Really, the big thing is that when I saw the bra, the training bra, and I saw the little girly bumps or whatever, really what really kind of...
I think Fergie calls them lovely lady bumps.
It's not funny, man. But really the whole thing is, I think it's that who knows what day she's going to come on a period.
That's way down the line.
Ooh,
oh, really?
No, sometimes it's 10.
Really?
Oh, 10 years old?
Fifth grade.
Really?
What?
Really?
Fifth grade.
Who? Ugh.
You? My sister.
Really?
No.
It's the hormones in the milk.
It is. Right?
That's what you always hear.
Cows. Yeah.
Hey,
because it's usually like 11 and 12, right?
Fifth and sixth grade. That's the age range, though, is fifth and sixth grade.
I thought
and
she had some
what
time.
Grade is your daughter in, Carl?
She's in the fourth, going to the fifth next year.
Oh,
I know.
So growing up.
And when do boyfriends start calling the house?
Never. They don't ever get through my line.
Sixth and seventh grade. Boys will start calling you.
I don't have to worry. I'm not even worried about that.
I just
I'm gonna write that down.
I just had the vision of like some squeaky voice guy, like, and then you know, Carl opens the door with big. Can I help you? Oh, hello, Mr. Hammer. And Carl
well,
just
Lord,
give
if
him
he talks like that. Yeah. How young is it?
Yeah, I'm gonna open the door like a lion. Roar, get out of here, like a dog. Just bark him out, bark him away.
From what we learned earlier this morning, boys will just text and Facebook her. They won't actually ever call and ask her out, or they actually won't ever
she
show
has
up
cell
and
phone
ask
yet?
Her in
Not
person.
Yet. You're starting to ask, and that's the reason why, because I know little stuff starts creeping through the lines, you know, when you get a little cell phone, little text messages from little
when are you gonna let her have
snotty nose kids,
little punk.
30
a cell phone when she starts going out on her own, you know, when I'm
for
not
safety
gonna, yeah, for safety reasons, things like that.
Hey Renee, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey guys, love the show. Hey Carl.
Hey girl.
I call Carla quite a lot, but my little girl's 8 and a half, and she's pushing it. Mommy, we got to go. Mommy, we got to go get me, you know, a grow bra, a training bra, whatever they call them. And she's just at the little bump stage too, but it's adorable. I mean, this is a big thing for her. So
yeah, she's
gotta,
excited.
You know, go with it.
Yeah, I remember. I thought, yeah, it was so exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's different though for girls and guys, because girls like mommy is like. The daughter's becoming more like mommy.
Well, right. Mom understands what she's feeling.
And for, I think, guys, daughter's becoming more like mommy, and guys know what they've done to mommy, and they don't want anybody doing that to their daughter.
That's exactly what it is. Because you know what, guys start looking, and when they start looking, they started thinking and all that. You know, I don't care how old the little dude is.
You guys are so, women are so lucky they don't think, like, know what guys think about.
Oh, yeah.
Is not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're on the Bird Show, and that's all the conversation we have all the time, so we're still trying to figure out what guys are thinking and...
Especially you,
scared
Carter.
Once when
hey
know,
Rhonda
Jeff reveals it.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to let Carl know. Yes, it does happen at 10 because it happened to me, and it happened at church.
Wow.
Oh no, yeah, boy. That's a whole other conversation. Oh. So you started at 10?
Yes.
Real? You poor thing. Wow.
And at 10, I was not wearing the training bra. I was wearing a grown woman's bra.
Same with my sister.
What?
Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's different with different people. I mean, I started in sixth grade. That's like 10, 11 years old.
Can I ask you how are you big now? Like, does it, like the earliest, does it start? Does it mean how big you'll be? Or
I'd cut her off back.
Oh, okay.
I had a friend who started. Because we felt bad for the girls that started first. Mm-hmm. And there was a friend of ours, who started a year before everybody else. And
apparently we've inadvertently launched into a game of premier period poker because Heather is now joining us.
Well, I just wanted to tell Carl, I want to finish that thought, is that telling Carl that usually it the size of the breast indicated, at least, and Wendy, tell me if I'm wrong, but the size of the breast indicated how mature she was and she was about to start.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
just being honest.
Heather, welcome to the show.
How are you guys?
We're all good. Carl's a little sweaty.
The guys are
a
little squirmy.
Yeah, Carl, I understand. I started my period when I was in the third grade. I was 8 years old.
What?
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Honey, I'm so
You're
sorry.
Still a baby.
Yeah. I've been bleeding for 20 years.
Oh, God.
Okay. Guys who can't handle this conversation. You poor thing.
That line was hysterical.
That's great.
Wow.
I've been bleeding for it's funny.
Hey Liz, welcome to the show. We lose Liz. We lost Liz.
She's laughing at the last comment.
So
bless
I'm
your
curious,
heart.
Carl, as a dad, as your daughter becomes this, you know, from this your baby, you know, she'll always be your baby, but
right.
like she, you know, is growing up. How do you plan to sort of stay in touch with her and not just let it be her, she goes to mom now.
Right.
You know, like how do you get over your discomfort with the bra thing or, you know, starting the period thing or whatever and still stay as close with her as you are now when she becomes a little woman?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good question because I have a hard time trying to.
I got it today. Thank you. Good question.
I have a hard time trying to find that balance. But what I've learned is because when she had the little Tweety Bird bra when she was 4 playing with it, I brought it to her attention and I recognized that she kind of got upset with me. So I recognized that, okay, this is what she wants. So I vent to my wife, and I leave her alone.
But I think what Jen is saying, and tell me if I'm interpreting this right, because you are the male influence in her life, and how her relationship with you will define the men that she dates in her life. So I think that you're...
No pressure,
sure,
though.
No, well, but it's the truth. And I think that your communication with her and continuing to have a close relationship with her is very important instead of it being like, I'm too uncomfortable with this. I'm just going to, you know, leave.
Would you guys,
you know, leave the conversation or never talk about it.
Would you guys believe me if I was about to pick up a phone call from a woman who said that her dad taped her boobs down?
What?
I'd believe that.
Hey, Kim. Mm.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
So what did
what happened?
Father Purvis do?
Stop.
Right. My dad, he was a cop. Mm-hmm. And so I know what Carl's going through. My dad
freaked out when I started getting little lady lumps, and behind my mom's back for like 2 weeks, he would tape my chest down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that nobody could tell, and then my mom found out, and she had to go get me a training bra. And yeah, usually if you start developing early, it does determine the size. I'm 24 now and pretty big. So, and I started wearing training bras at like 8 and 9. Around that time.
Carl, I thought we were going to get help for you, and so, this is, you're just sweating more.
So my baby going to have a nice rack, huh?
So, hey.
Now, don't go all Billy Ray Cyrus on us. What are you, Joe Simpson?
I know, right?
Jackie, can you help Carl?
All I know is that my daughter's in third grade, and I am her teacher's homeroom mom, and she said that two of the little girls have already started.
At what grade again?
Third grade.
Whoa. Wow, those poor things. I mean, you can't help it, obviously, but that's tough to be first.
Yeah.
Or last. You can't. First or last for a girl is very hard.
Yeah. Boys, too. And the thing, I don't want to sound as if I'm too crazy over it, but I encourage her to talk to me. I don't want you all to get it wrong, but I encourage her to talk to me. It's just hard when I go into the room by myself
I'm
and
sure.
just deal with it. You
yeah,
know?
I'm sure.
Ugh.
So cute. You're such a good dad, Carl.
Oh, my baby.
Aww.
Aww. Here, Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
All right, so we get this email a couple of days ago, and it is from a Bert Show listener that is looking for a date to a wedding, but not any date, okay? Because the stakes are high here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alex, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are y'all?
Good. All right, how can we help you?
Okay, so it's not a wedding. It's an engagement party. The wedding's next year.
Okay.
Okay.
So, my ex will be there.
Ex-boyfriend? Ex-boyfriend or ex-husband?
Ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
My ex-boyfriend will be there. We broke up 7 months ago, roughly. Bad breakup. Month later, he gets a girlfriend. Still has a girlfriend. So, I need a date. He's going to bring her. I just want to show him that I can do better.
Who broke up with who?
He broke up with me via email.
Oh, come on, man.
That's
this goes along with our conversation last week.
He just emailed you TTYL.
This goes along with our conversation about dudes having a man up, man.
Yeah. He emailed you.
You can't email or text something like that. You got to do it the old-fashioned way and meet them, you know, and look at them straight in the eye. And you got to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
How long were we all together?
3.5 years.
Oh, wow. That makes it worse.
Horrible.
Coward. Total coward.
You got to be glad you're not with that dude.
I am.
So really what we need to do is find a guy that is just on first impression, a really good looking dude. So your ex is immediately going, oh my God, Alex is doing great.
Right.
Do you care if the guy is gay or straight?
No.
Because you could go, like, I'm thinking, like, that calendar that Richie Arpino does every year.
Oh, yeah.
You could just open
it. I pick April.
Yeah. Like, you could use that thing almost as a catalog.
Yes. There's some good looking dudes in
that. Just go through there, pick out the one you want.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Kelly with a suggestion. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey. I've got such a great idea. How about Dolvet?
That might work. Ooh, all right. My friend Dolvet's a fairly decent looking dude.
Do you care if he wears sunglasses all the time, regardless of the illumination in the sky?
What exactly are you just looking for? Hot, right?
Right. Yeah. Well,
is there going to be any interaction between your ex and this guy, or is this, can this be somebody that looks really hot and just not have to talk at all?
No, I want him to talk.
Yeah.
I want him to.
Hot
not
and
be
smart.
Scared to talk.
There goes Dolvet. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think he's
all right, because that's important. Because if your ex comes up, you want him to be impressed. Not only is this dude hot, but he's also got something upstairs.
Right. Well, we have to be able to figure out like what's in it for the guy, because to give up a Saturday night and go with a total stranger to the engagement party, like there's got to be something in it for him.
I can tell you one thing. Because I had Tracy send a picture of Alex, because I knew this is what it was going to boil down to for guys as well. Can I see a picture of what I got to hang out with? And Alex spells her name A-L-Y-X, so I knew immediately she was going to be good looking. And the photo came in today. And what's in it for guys is you're hanging out with a really pretty girl for the whole night.
Oh, thank you.
That I can tell you. So she passes that test. What else, though?
I don't know.
Where is this engagement party? Like, what are you guys going to be doing?
It's at a friend's house. So it's going to be, like, low-key, kind of casual.
Do they have to travel far to get there? I mean, like, is it in Metro Atlanta or is it outside the perimeter?
Oh, no. It's in Atlanta, like around Kennesaw.
Okay.
What, you know the group that's going to be there better than we do, so give us some idea of, like, topics that might come up. Is this a political group or is this a more of a pop culture group? What are we looking for?
No, not political. No.
What's the average age range of the crowd?
Late 20s.
Okay. Kennesaw, late 20s. You'll just be hanging out.
Hanging out, having food, drinking.
Pretty light night, it sounds like.
Yeah. Right.
Can you pick up dinner? I'm just trying to think of something else to throw in the pot.
There's got to be something for the dude. I'll tell you what, Cube goes a really long way.
Okay.
What's that, Jeff?
I was going to say, well, not if it's like, if the guy we pick out is a great-looking gay dude, then he doesn't care how cute she is.
Right. And then, I mean, it's an engagement party, so, I mean, hanging out with Hot at a boring engagement party. No offense.
Here is Paul. Good morning, Paul. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, you got to add one more element to this.
Okay.
You got to have somebody who can act a little bit, because they got to act the part, too. They can't just look the part and talk a little bit. They got to act the part. I'm not saying they got to be like all over each other, but, you know, they got to, you know, kiss once or twice or something. I mean, it's got to look like they're actually with each other.
It's got to be believable to the ex or it's not going to work.
We should ask our friend who does the head lean.
Oh, he'd be perfect.
Wouldn't he be good? Okay. Wendy and I have to discuss off the air, but we have a cute friend that we think might work.
But what's the head lean thing?
It was just something I needed to tell Wendy so she knew who I was
it's
talking
code.
About.
It's code. Shut up.
Sorry, girls.
Girl talk.
Here is Philip. Good morning, Philip. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, sir. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. How are y'all?
Okay. Good. What's going on?
Well, first I wanted to find out, y'all, when I cut off the radio, y'all were talking about the age range. What is the age range she's looking for?
Anywhere late 20s, early 30s will work.
Okay.
I'm 25. Is that too young?
No.
At the risk of sounding desperate, no!
No!
I mean, so, I don't know if I meet the standard, but I mean, if y'all, we could do a quick interview.
Are you good looking?
I mean, I think so. I could give y'all, I don't really have any pictures I could send, but somebody could look me up on Facebook and you could get a little run through.
Okay.
What's the celebrity you most look like?
Somebody on Family Guy.
I don't know how to answer that question. You got me there.
How tall are you?
About 5'10".
And
yes,
do you
that's
work...
key. He needs to be tall.
Do you work out?
Sorry.
Do I work out? Yeah. Well, I'm gay, so we're forced to work out.
They have a higher physical standard than straight men. Yes,
you get kicked out of the gay club, and if you're a guy,
I mean,
you
where else are you going to meet anybody if you don't go to the gym?
Exactly.
All right, so we have gay. So as a stereotype, I'm going to say that you're good-looking, dude, and you probably know a little bit something about fashion, also.
Obviously, that's a requirement. We don't.
Okay,
that's right. That's funny.
Alex, do you have any problem at all about your date being gay?
No.
You want
to know how well I can pull off straight. Well, I used to be engaged, so I think I can pull off the straight card if it was necessary.
But I hear a hesitation because I think she may be looking for potential, you know, somebody to go out with again if it works out well.
I think the bigger question is, Philip, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Philip, do you have any reservations being a gay man and going to Kennesaw?
Well, that was an obstacle at first. I think we could trip
out. Alex, why don't we do this? Why don't I get producer Tracy on the phone with you after the show today?
Okay.
We will post your picture. We will also post exactly the requirements that you're looking for this weekend. And then we'll also put, if you're interested, call back at 6:45 in the morning. And maybe we'll have a couple of dudes lined up for you tomorrow morning to narrow the search.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Is there anything else I'm missing here? I don't feel like I still have a very good snapshot of exactly what you're looking for, though.
What's your time frame? Like, how long do you want them to invest in that evening?
Just as long as the party is.
Is it a party? Is it a group that starts at 7 p.m. and ends in 2 a.m.? Or is it a group that starts at 8 p.m. and by 10:30 everybody's doing their own thing?
No, it could go later.
Okay. That's important.
All right, so Alex, we'll post your picture. I'll have producer Tracy get on the phone with you. Just do a little description of exactly what you're looking for, and we'll have guys call in over the next couple of days. It's not this weekend?
No.
All right, so we have some time here.
Okay. Yeah, we have time.
Okay, Alex.
All right, great. Thank you.
Between everybody we know and the Burt Show community, I think we'll get you all hooked up, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, this has got to be a special dude because we're really just going for jealousy factor here.
Yes,
totally. And somebody who's going to be, like, affectionate with her, too.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Burt Show.
So I have this sort of odd jealous streak that I'm discovering in myself that I didn't realize that I had.
Okay.
And it's because it came up a couple of weeks ago. And I think it's really because my boyfriend and I have been together about maybe 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going really great. And I have zero reason to be jealous.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have this jealous streak. And I think it's because I'm trying to figure out where it comes from. And I think it's because he works with a lot of women. And, like, constantly a lot of women, like, always around him all the time. And I think because of that, some of his closest friends are women. And I don't know why, but it's, like, stirred up these, like, these
emotions of jealousy for me. And I know there's no reason to be jealous, but I guess because most of my best friends are women and I don't have a ton of like best guy friends. I don't know. It's just a difference for me. And I'm like struggling with it because I know there's no reason to be jealous, but I find these pangs of jealousy that I'm like having to squash in myself and just be quiet about.
I've got two things to add here. First of all, the dude that she's going out with is like the most solid guy ever.
He's perfect.
But he's also a very good looking dude. So I could certainly understand, like, and he works in a field that's dominated by women. So I can understand that, how, especially in the beginning of a relationship, how you'd have those jealous feelings.
Yeah. And I think like, I don't know, when I go and hang out and have like, you know, drinks with a friend or, you know, dinner with a friend or whatever to just like catch up, and he'll do the same thing, but his is with his women friends. And so I don't know why I have, I think it was a couple of weeks ago that it came up because it was like a few different nights in a row that he was like catching up with this friend or that friend or whatever. And I was like, all right, well, don't be mad about it, you know, just trying to squash those jealousy feelings because I know I have no reason to feel that way. And I've just got to figure out a way to get over that, you know.
Stacey and I went for probably months not seeing eye to eye on this. Through Burt's Big Adventure, we have a new webmaster for Burt's Big Adventure. He runs a studio down in St. Augustine, and they were working so much together that they had started to become really good friends, like texting each other all the time, on the phone with each other all the time. And I had a very difficult time with it. It doesn't help that he's really good looking. and we really went at it round and round. And I was really jealous about it. And she asked me, if I had this friend before we got married, would it be cool? And my answer was, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Secondly, there was some superficial part of it also. It's a good looking dude. If it wasn't a good looking guy, I don't know that I would have been as jealous about it. But I really was pretty jealous about the relationship they were having. And I really felt like that's the beginning step to me of something that could have been much, much worse.
Like a slippery slope to something else.
And I'm still not 100% comfortable with it. I got to tell you.
I was going to ask how you guys resolved it. You just consistently talk about it?
Well,
or?
They were sort of inviting me into their group and I was resistant to it. And she basically said to me, this guy's not going anywhere. We're just friends. I'm allowed to have guy friends just the same way you're allowed to have girlfriends. Problem is, I've never even had the thought, never had the thought of starting a friendship with a girl outside of my marriage. I thought that was off limits ground for us. Look, here we are 13 years married and we're still learning what's new real estate and what's not. Just in my head was never even an option. We had never talked about it. So she started this relationship with this guy, and we had to redefine if that's cool or not. And at the end of the day, they did bring me in, and I was more open to it. And I'd really dig this guy a lot. I really dig him. But I would not say that I'm 100% totally and completely comfortable with that relationship even today.
Because they became friends afterwards. Because all of Grant's friends are friends that he had long before. I mean, they've been friends a long time. And I know that it's non-threatening, but I just feel these pangs. It's almost like shoots of like pain, like through your stomach when it hits you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like almost like a physical reaction that I have to like kind of suppress and be like,
and you're
okay.
Usually not that way.
No, it's weird.
Because in the time that we've been on the show, I've heard you give advice to other people about that. But I could see, because it's new, because I could see where you're getting into that routine. But I think especially with your boyfriend and his friends, I mean, if anything was going to happen between him and any of these women, it would have already happened.
It would have already happened. Right. Exactly. And I would have known about it. Right. So I'm suppressing it, and I haven't talked to him about it at all because it's illogical.
Well, I still think, for me, I still think at the end of the day that it's still ground that I don't want to walk on. I don't want to have relationships with women that are outside of my relationship with Stacey. Either you accept us as a couple or you don't, which they were trying to do. The problem here is that I wasn't
resisting it.
No, I don't want to be around the guy. Right. I don't trust this relationship. But once I gave into it, turned out to be an awesome guy. He spent the night at our house this weekend.
Right.
In his own bed, I think.
Do you really remember?
Saturday night, anything could happen. I don't know. Hey, Maria, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I agree with you, Burt. I completely do not believe in opposite sex friendship. Just from my experience and other friends, every male guy that I thought was just a friend would either end up falling in love or want to take it to the next step, or even was my husband, his previous friends, like they either did something, or I just feel like if you don't step that, if you don't go ahead and get started on that line, if you just prevent it, it cannot accumulate to anything else, especially nowadays. Most women nor men don't really have that much respect for each other. So it is really difficult to me nowadays. What? So you just have to have that boundary or that, you know, agreement within each other and just go from there.
Well, I think you can have a opposite sex relationship and it be a friendship, because I had a best guy friend, but I think it's important that he introduce you to all of his girlfriends so that you don't feel insecure, so that you are brought into the group. I think that's a big factor in it.
I think you're really talking about two different things. You're talking about friendships that were forged before you got into your relationship and friendships that start afterwards.
Yeah, right. Because it does seem like Melissa said, like if anything was going to happen before, it would have happened before anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't be in the relationship with them because they'd be in the relationship with the friend, right. You know? Mm-hmm. But I think, it's like after you're in a relationship, it's either like same-sex new friends or couple friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right.
It almost felt to me like he was providing something she was getting something out of that relationship with him that I wasn't providing also. Like, why do you need to call him on the phone?
And that's scary.
And I didn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't like that very much.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying as I'm talking it out, I'm still not very okay with this relationship.
You're still not okay.
I really am not.
Bert's going to throw something or we're going to call Stacey on the phone.
I thought I was at peace with it, but I just now realized I'm not at peace with it.
Not so much.
Hey, Tony, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's happening, man?
Hey, I was just going to say that, when you... Other girls see this guy with Jen, who's a very attractive woman, they're going to start awakening themselves to, like, hey, I want this guy now for myself.
Oh, you think that it'll make it worse?
It's possible.
Hmm.
So, and men are dogs. Oh, we are. We're animals,
So I have to say that I think he's an exception. I don't think he's a dog.
Well, but the thing is, what is the advice, though? You're telling Jen, I know he's off the phone now, but, like, what, are you telling Jen that she's going to tell her boyfriend now you can't have any female friends? Like,
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
No.
But anybody that he forms a friendship with now should be with the both of you guys, or he can have those relationships, too.
I don't know that I'd be comfortable with a new friendship, especially somebody that he would want to, like, talk to a lot that wasn't a friend before. But, he has great friends that I've met that they were friends before. Some of the women are married, all that stuff. That's all good because they were friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think anybody new that he
yes.
was talking to or spending that much time with, I would have a real issue.
I would, too. And it's a huge red flag to me if there's anybody that wants to just be my friend or just be Katie's friend. If it's in my case, it's female friends. And if it's, especially if it's a lesbian who just wants to be friends with one of us, then that is a huge red flag.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
One more call here. Good morning, Bert Show.
Hey, guys. I was calling because I wanted to let Jen know that it is virtually impossible for men and women to be friends and maintain that kind of level, like the other caller said, of respect. I agree with Bert 100%. There is no way. I was married before, and my husband's business partner / friend, totally woman, all that. She was cute, had a nice shape, and it just does not work out. Even with male friends that I have, there will always be an underlying tension no matter what, but it is virtually impossible. I agree with Jen. You have feelings there. Embrace those feelings. He needs to respect those feelings, and you just let him know, is there any way that we can sit down and talk about this? Because the feelings that you have now, you're going to have a year from now. You're going to have 2 years from now. You're going to have 5 years from now. So embrace those feelings, honey. They are there for a reason.
No, but you can't change the relationship he currently has before he got in it with you. No.
I don't think so. And I'm not, I feel pangs of jealousy, but I don't feel threatened by those at all.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Bert?
Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm
gonna have a talk about this later.
No. I guess I just buried it for a while. I didn't realize that I was not nearly as good at this relationship. If you need a guy friend, I've got a guy in San Augustine that I will hook you up with this week to get out of my house.
I'm good.
The Bert Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Tell you guys a funny story about something seen on 75 South recently.
Okay.
Somebody was, a friend of mine was in traffic. Actually, I don't know if it was on, I know they take 75, but it may have been a surface street getting onto it or whatever. And they were stopped at a light and they were, looking around at the cars next to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the person in the car to their right was the woman. It's not funny, so I'm not going to laugh.
Don't laugh.
The woman had made a fist and was punching herself in the head.
What?
Obviously in frustration about something.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding.
Punching herself?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, yes. Hard?
Would you punch yourself hard?
Stupid.
Like, to injure yourself.
Weird.
So instead of punching her car, like if she was having a moment of anger, instead of punching like the dashboard or windshield, she's punching herself.
Or the horn, like at least honk if you're angry.
So bizarre. She was sitting in the car, punching herself in the head.
Wow.
What does your friend do at that point? Like double take and then move on?
Well, that's what he asked. Like what am I, should
you,
I?
You take a video to put on YouTube, duh.
Should I try to help? Like, is that 911 worthy? Or
no.
What if it's just somebody who's mad because, crap, it's supposed to be there at 7. It's 7:15.
Yeah. No, that's not. I mean, you just laugh and drive on.
The you always get great stories, too, from truck drivers because they're up high.
Yeah.
What they get to see in a car.
Yeah, looking down in a car because people
make it dangerous.
Yeah, I don't really want to know.
The law starts, I think, on July 1st or something that you can't text message in a car.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Which is good.
But that doesn't, people shave in the car, women paint their fingernails in the car.
The weirdest thing, I mean, there are times where I get self-conscious about, like, if I do something like putting, freshening up makeup or something at a stoplight, because I don't do that when I'm riding, but like, let's say I'm heading to an event in the evening or something, that I may reapply makeup at a stoplight. Mm-hmm. But the weirdest thing I've ever seen is someone who's had the TVs inside their car and there has been porn on in the car.
Yeah, like while they're driving. Like the drop down one that people typically allow kids to watch cartoons on.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The ones in the back of the seat.
I've seen that too.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
That's nasty.
I actually saw somebody one time reading a book.
Really? Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. I saw that on 85 South.
Reading a novel. I mean, like
as they're driving?
Yes, like as a big hardback book, like halfway open, leaned up on the steering wheel while they were driving. To me, it wasn't on the highway. It was like stop and go traffic. But yeah, reading a novel, which I guess wouldn't be that much different than reading your phone. But to me, it seems different. Like actually turning the pages of a book, having a leisurely drive home.
That is weird as you're driving, because I think everything is acceptable at a stoplight when you're stopped, but when you're on the interstate. I mean, if
you have a book in your car,
At a stoplight, if you're reading a paragraph, I for some reason I still think that if you're sitting there, but if you're in motion,
I'm too ADD to read while I'm driving.
How do you get through like because unless two or three sentences and then go? And
unless
then
it's a totally mindless, you know, nothing. Unless it's like a Us Weekly tabloid type thing.
If it's a magazine, it's different.
Yeah, but if I'm reading a book, like what happened? Like I would forget about the paragraph I just read before I got to.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like novel reading is really appropriate for
before I got to the next red light. Didn't somebody see, what are those things that women use on their eyelashes to curl them?
Oh, the eyelash curler.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh. Going down the highway.
No. That's just too, that's dangerous.
Right. That's
on so many levels.
That wouldn't be an issue at all if you had to brake quickly or somebody rear-ended you.
Or distracting. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't even get that right looking in the mirror at home, sitting at a vanity, not going anywhere. I can't get that thing right.
All you need to do is just get bumped just a little tiny
bit.
Stop!
Stop!
Right there.
Oh.
Stitches in the same as mascara and eyeliner.
Mm. Stitches in the eyelid. Not good.
Oh.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.